Welcome to this month's guided meditation. As we begin, take a moment to allow your body to settle even a bit more into the support the surface beneath you offers in this moment. Bring your awareness to places in your body that connect with that supportive presence under you. And notice any place in your body where you settle a little bit more than you were a moment ago. On your next out-breath, follow the breath all the way to the bottom and notice where you settle inside yourself. Notice where you find your internal support, your internal settling. Breathing in and out through your heart space, take some time simply to be present, noticing sensations of settling, noticing the experience of breathing in and out through your heart. You might also remember the Buddhist practice of Tonglen, where you imagine the fire of love in your heart. And if you have any distress, any discomfort, breathe that sensation or experience in through your heart. Allow the fire of love in your heart to neutralize that feeling, to burn it away. And then the energy that is there, that has been neutralized, you can fill that with qualities such as ease or compassion or peace, and exhale that into your whole body, mind, being, and then out to the world. That's another very powerful, very useful heart-breathing process. Breathing in what's uncomfortable, letting the fire of love neutralize it, and breathing out whatever quality you would like to fill up with and also share with the environment around you. Simply through the out-breath. Breathing in through the heart, breathing out from the heart. The focus of our meditation this time is to spend time expressing gratitude to our tribe, gratitude to all our relations of every kind, of all different life forms, gratitude to the tribe with which we share this planetary life. You can choose to express gratitude to one particular aspect this time, perhaps to water, perhaps to air, perhaps to people who love you, to people you love. It doesn't matter. Choose where you'd like to express your gratitude this time. It could be to the whole of our interconnected web of life. And notice what it's like to focus in your heart and spend time now sending out gratitude to all your relations in whatever way makes sense to you right now. I'll be silent for a good bit of time now as you spend your time resonating with gratitude, the essence of care and appreciation, and send it to whomever in your tribe you wish to acknowledge this time. Notice what happens in your body, what happens in your emotions, in your mental process as you do this. Developing a habit of gratitude, if you haven't developed that already, is a powerful way to nurture a sense of connection. Gratitude can be expressed for tiny small things, or for large amazing things. It doesn't matter really what the focus of gratitude turns out to be in any given meditation. The key thing is to develop an ever deepening familiarity with moving into a sense of gratitude because of the way in which it profoundly nurtures a sense of connection. Recognizing all our relations, our planetary tribe, enhances a sense of always finding our place within the web of life out of which we cannot fall, as Joanna Macy so beautifully has said. Our gratitude acknowledges the fact that we matter to each other, human, non-human, visible, invisible, as in the microbes that give our soil its life. Gratitude expands our heartfelt awareness. It is a very powerful practice, and it is a practice of connection and care. Notice what might be different or deepened or enhanced in your daily life experience if you were to remember in an even more ongoing way that you are part of a planetary family, an unimaginably large and complex tribe of life with which you are always intrinsically, inescapably connected. And notice how your experience would be deepened, enhanced, expanded by remembering to acknowledge with gratitude the essential contributions of people you will never know, of life forms you may not even have recognized, that the intricate life of this planet, the complex tribe that we are as part of one organism, can remind us that we are always connected. That we are part of something so much larger than our individual self. And as we get ready to close this meditation time, notice again the presence always of your heart's intelligence and perception, and the constant invitation to focus in your heart, breathe in and out through it, to settle your system, support yourself in powerful, powerful ways. And so for this time, this is the end of this spoken part of the meditation. And until next time, I wish you well.